paying more. Probably a situation where there's not the constitutional protections that you would have with the that you have with the pensions and the constitutional arguments that you had with the pension and the benefit payments. So, but again, that was withdrawn. I believe it was Senator Schoenberg. I think just basically did not bring it forward. That piece of legislation. But there would be significant additional payments costs associated with retiree health care. So I think that I'm just, hopefully that just basically, I call it the big five. That's basically the legislative takeaway for the session. And again, I don't think any of this has gotten to the governor's desk, yet for purposes of signature. So the, I'll move on to the next slide. So as the end of this, in the nominal dollars, I already reported that we would move down to $689 million as being our appropriation. If we adjusted this on constant dollar basis, $2010, we actually, since 2002, have gone from $974 million down to $662 million on a constant dollar adjusted basis. So we have lost $312 million of state support over that period of time. So we've lost about a third of our support, over that period of time. So it's just the rack up and how to, the situation as we see coming out of 2012. As far as the state situation on paying us, right now the state owes us $312 million as of a quarter to 12 on the 9th of June. That's 46% of the 2011 appropriation. If you compare it to last year, we're actually running, it looks like a little bit nominally better than we were last year at this time, but what I would have to do, we had significant collections last year before the end of the fiscal year. Just to be even, I would have to collect $62 million just to be even with where we were last year with the receivable. We ended up last year with a $250 million receivable, so I would have to collect those kind of dollars from the state to be even with last year's performance. If you look, essentially, it kind of looks like a mirror image, 2011's cash, the receivable versus the 2010 receivables. You can see that those last two periods of time, the blue and the orange graphs, basically the amount of the receivables by month look very similar. So we basically have been through, we're almost getting to the point where thinking we're living with a constant of $350 million shortfall in payments from the state, and kind of building that into I think that again the rating agencies were complimentary with regard to our response to this situation and our ability to reduce spending and attrition management and et cetera, that to basically lead them to the opinion that they came to. But this is a situation that I think that we've, I don't want to say come to live with, but and again, I don't think I'd expect much relief going into 2012 with the state budget situation. I wanted today, because we have it on the agenda, it was talked about, we had the foundation here this morning. It is basically the agreement we have to provide direct support to both the University of Illinois Foundation and the University of Illinois Alumni Association. What you portrayed here is basically the operating budgets of both of those UROs, both of those university-related organizations, and our direct support for those two entities. The support for the foundation, we are providing approximately $7 million of direct support. The foundation is looking at for this year pretty close to a $24 million operating budget. So you can see that we're providing approximately a quarter of the operating budget, the support for the operating budget. Other ways that the foundation supports itself is with an administrative fee on the foundation assets, and other ways that they support themselves. But we are supporting through the contracts that you will hopefully approve this afternoon, a quarter of the support for the foundation. You can see that our support dropped a little bit a couple of years ago when we basically had the rescission and the reduction in our funding, and basically that was passed through to the foundation. Similarly, with the Alumni Association, where we're providing about a third of the support, about $2.5 million on about a $7.5 million operating budget. For the Alumni Association, and again, they basically have made adjustments in their budgets over at the Alumni Association, and you can also see they have taken a little bit of a haircut from basically the state budget situation as it's been passed through to them. As far as tuition, of course, we know with the tuition, that we passed at the March board meeting, just to take a look at the tuition for this year. Again, $834 million. Budget and revenue for tuition for 2011. We have substantially collected what has been billed. We did get all the MAP money finally in May. We did get the final installments on the $58 million in MAP money, which is the little green stub at the top of the chart, the columns. We do have a little bit to go. You'll notice that we do have a little bit to go, and that basically we have some summer session tuition to still be to be billed. So that's that little piece that's still yet to go against budget. So very strong collections of tuition. I wanted to basically talk about of course, tuition being a center of concern and thoughts. What we're looking at as far as the acceptance rates at the three campuses. Very strong at Urbana, actually at all three of the campuses, about a 67% acceptance rate. You can see that again for 2011, the applications were up substantially, the acceptances were up. Again, this is going after about 7,000 freshman slots at the Urbana campus, so we continue to have strong demand for the campuses. In Chicago, a similar situation, a steady acceptance rate. Again, it looks like it turns down a little bit, but again, this is still in process, the amount to finish off this, and I would expect that we will be roughly the same level of acceptance rate level for 2011, and a continued strong demand for the Chicago campus demonstrated here. A little bit different at UIS, which has an open enrollment or rolling enrollments again, but it's still demonstrating a strong demand for the Springfield campus and a strong acceptance rate, a positive acceptance rate for at the Springfield campus. So, I just to give you that view. I wanted to basically touch upon the hospital's performance, and again, what I try to do here is present how much cash the hospital is throwing off, because again, like every place, cash is king, and at a hospital it's particularly king, very important to keep generating cash. The difference between the 10 months of 2010 versus the 10 months of 2011 through April, again, last year the operating income for the hospital through 10 months was $34.3 million. A lot of that was because there were some one-time items that the hospital experienced, some Medicaid adjustments, some significant Medicaid adjustments, Medicare audit that basically was very positive for the hospital, probably exceeded $20 million in one-time revenues last year. We have not seen that recur this year. This year we're looking through 10 months at about $5.8 million operating margin, and when I add back the depreciation to that number, about $22 million of cash being produced at the hospital from the hospital's operations so far in 2011. I think there's hats off to the situation there. Again, was the inpatient census is sluggish. I think the outpatient, the clinical visits continue to remain stable. A lot of this, the results here is coming from, again, from cost containment and some fine management by John DiNardo and company over there. So as far as the hospital's operation, so I think salute to them. Very quickly on research funding, this is the scoreboard. I report this every couple of time, every other meeting or so, how we're doing with our ERA funding. Total proposals that we have submitted across the university, 1,194. Proposals. We've had a pretty good batting average, 388 awards that we have received. The value of those awards, $204 million. Expenditures that we've already incurred or have against those awards of $84 million, and probably linked to 321 jobs that were created or retained at the university. So a strong performance there. Again, this is basically something that will play out over three, five years as far as these ERA awards. So as far as the actual expenditures, Joe, in research, I think that, again, this shows particularly in 2010 the pop that we're getting from, particularly from ERA. I think the big pieces are in the red. It's HHS, about $250 million, again, of expenditures. This is actually money out in connection with these research projects, $250 million. HHS, a large part of that is up here at the medical center and associated with the activities here in Chicago. The NSF is the blue part, about $150 million of associated with NSF. And one of the additional pops happening is the black is education. And really, that's really you're seeing the ERA pop coming in there and from ERA funding that's there. So this should be the start of this trend should continue for the next couple of years with this ERA type of playing out, and then our continued strong efforts. The last thing I wanted to report to you today was basically we have said as a result of some of you may know that we had a rather traumatic situation with our utilities back in the mid part of the last decade, we were running some pretty significant deficits at the campuses with regard to utilities. We actually had run well above $100 million in cumulative deficits in our utilities. What I wanted to report is basically the turnaround to the board of basically our utilities, both between some of our efforts to control our costs, particularly of natural gas purchases at the university, as well as basically our cost containment, our sustainability, our efforts at the campuses, and all are to be congratulated for this result. So you can see the last couple of years we've been running significantly under budget, or we've been relatively under budget the last couple of years. We have been able to whittle down the deficits, the cumulative deficits associated with utilities to about $91 million. And we continue to have all the campuses have a program in order to take down those deficits over the next several years. So again, I just wanted to report basically our progress with regard to the utility budget and expenditures, because it is probably our biggest non-personnel item in our finances.
Very good. Questions? Hi. Covered a lot of area.
Yeah. Well, my question is on the final budget amount of the MAP grants. What after the last minute cut, was the appropriation about what it was last fiscal year?
No, I mean it would be $17 million less than I'm trying to remember, but again, the governor wanted to try to increase it $25 million, MAP grants, $25 million, and ended up being decreased $17 million. So so we thought it was a couple million dollars for the university if it was increased, so it's probably $1.5 million lost if it's with the $17 million.
Lost from
There's great
this
hope
year's?
That basically that was another one of these technical problems that we that will be corrected and perhaps get back at least to even, with it. One of the things I forgot to mention, in my zeal here, there is one other bugaboo that we have is that the transfers our surveys, the money for our surveys has not been approved. And so that is, again, something that they believe is just going to be a technical correction. The transfers got hung up at the last second. And so that's $16 million. So I need to put that on the scoreboard also. It's basically an outstanding multi-million dollar amount, you know, in support of our surveys that needs, you know, that still needs to be.
Well, just a point on the MAP grant.